Friday. Yeah, yeah, that's it. And I strained the content out of it. Yes, yes, that's it. Actually, I was saving the content because I needed it for the content rationale system.
The rebound,
system,
you know, Baker, yeah.
So I listened to Tech This, and then I listened to scan through the first part of the shortwave show, and then I went back to listening to it live, and it was interesting.
And what he's focusing on in his latest book, and it's actually going to be a series of three books, is on the scientific revolution that happened when the Royal Society was at its height and Isaac Newton was around. And, you know, people in that realm, the realm of physics, still just marvel at Isaac Newton and just, you know, his brilliance. And, you know, he doesn't try to get into inside his head in this book, but it sounds like a really interesting view of it. But that relates to this, you know, thing in Moore's Law, where you have these periods of just prolific advancements that happen, and, you know, they're like, it's like good chemistry that happens, and they don't, it's just this burst of, you know, it comes down to a type of creativity, you know, be it scientific in the, you know, technological world or biological world or
integration. Now, a three, this person is very helpful, very kind, very talkative, magnanimous, not magnanimous so much, but very outgoing, very inclusive. The nurturer, the helper, the caregiver, the caretaker, taking care of, the beloved. A three is the achiever. They are accomplished. They can accomplish and achieve all kinds of things. And they are the winner types. They compete and they win. They get the trophy. They become the president of the class. They become the leader of this organization. They are motivators. They are go-getters. They are endless energy, vitality, they can be. They are those go-getters, those that, if they're not smart enough, become the, quote, overachievers, who will study, 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 and get the A, or learn this. They will come in first. They will go for the trophy, the ribbon, the accolade. And they will do it well. And they will do it well.
David Broderick made that point years ago when he was president of USX, formerly US Steel. He said, US Steel is not, Senator, US Steel is not in the business of making steel. It's in the business of making, and then he said the correct term, not profits. He said, it's in the business of making the highest possible profits for shareholders. And I looked, I said, finally! And so I got, you have to hear it from the capitalists, the moment of truth where they actually say what they actually are doing. He was reminding the senator, hey, you know, this is what we do. Ford, I remember Henry Ford III appearing before the Ribicoff Committee, Senator Ribicoff of Connecticut, back when it was, I think, unsafe at any speed and the cars were not safe and all that. And Ford said, look, Senator, Ford Motor Company isn't in the business of safety. I thought that was a very good idea. And after those, again, I go, oh, credit, truth, wonderful. And Rivercoff is in the cameras on the, how can you say that to American people who will not stand for this sort of thing? That's okay. That's what we want. We want them to have to force that hypocrisy. We want them to have to maintain that appearance. We want them to then have to make certain concessions that appearance. That's the way we wrench concessions out of them. That's the way. When they start acting that way and start talking about the people, this and that, you can be sure they're getting a little nervous about the people.
In the normal state, are seeking a status. Status seeking, certainly so, with a certain sense of the winner personality. Gregarious, outgoing, friendly. Always a smile, always up, always that sense of optimism.
Local. I think a shorter, more legible food chain. I mean, if I learned anything from this, it's...
Lives in Macomb now. Oh, man. So, Zath is going to go over there, and he's going to whip T&D into shape. Yes, yes, that's right. That's right, Brian. Brian says, content rationing system, CRS. Yes, that's correct. Yes, then now they're starting to figure it out. They're starting to mix the content from other shows and fills his show with it. And you're just figuring this out now, Byron? Yes, Radio Dude says, and made 4 hours compressed into like 40 minutes. That's about the size of it. That is about the size of it. It was, yeah. The replay is, we need some decent software for the computer, I'm telling you. One of these years... I am telling you, the world needs. Tell me how cool this would be. The world needs a program that will listen to streams and let you put in more than one stream address, for example. Because, let's take Wookiee, for example. We've got RFD 1 and 2, and during shows, the same content on the WT&D feed. Okay. Red Wing says, I once tried to compress the content of an LTUAE show, and the computer spit out and couldn't deal with negative integers.
Painting being still God, but the person... sharing now not only the nature of God, but having the full nature of man, a person. The Father has never experienced humanity, nor has the Holy Spirit, only the Son.
Now, someone might hear, we've made several references here to Orthodox Christianity. And I have read some witness Pentecostals who say, well, that's another clever word game on your part, because what you call Orthodox Christianity is really that form, that aberrant form of Trinitarian Christianity that put an end to oneness once and for all until very recently in the church. At one time, they will argue, all Christendom was oneness.
I don't know where they find that anywhere in church history. I mean, you had to invent pretty good. I have a master's in patristics, and I've worked on that area pretty carefully.
And
oneness was an aberration. It was never uniform. But you know, if you want to deal with it that way, Arianism in certain aspects of the church, especially in the East, had gained an ascendancy, a major ascendancy in some people's church. They would have thought they were Orthodox.
Radio waves, television channels. X-ray. It's on. The entire electromagnetic flux. I have no actual power myself. By using my brain patterns as a sort of focusing device, I'm able to direct electromagnetic field energy into a discrete beam. It's rather as though my brain were a lens.
I feel very much that the West has made a great contribution to uniting the world in the use of factual information, which has produced the possibility of telephones and email. But I feel it has reached a limit, and the world now has to consider what with these immense possibilities of communication we are going to communicate.
Right here, this particular frequency, as opposed to all the various other ones, that includes time and space, but also an illusion we created to hold
the doing understanding which is esteem, the love you earned. They are looking for your approval.
So it's light, splayed out, holographic.
To get that esteem.
Illusions of all these.
And they do very beautiful things, and they accomplish very wonderful things, absolutely. And they are powerfully wonderful people in the world where things need to be achieved. They're the ones who get things done. They're the ones that move the project forward.
Just as it was now. You're a little piece of that. Just a negative. And for this particular project that this group of are doing, we're going to create a bubble in time space that slows down. We use time and space as tools, which was also to slow it down. That's just out of it, slows down the signal, and they see it on the screen. So this is our present on the screen.
As a special agent of the FBI, I accept the obligation to consider the information coming into my knowledge as a sacred trust. And any direct or indirect disclosure by me of any of this information I understand can cause irreparable damage to the United States.
I do.
Men, there are a few key words we pay a lot of attention to.
You look so handsome.
Words like bravery, fidelity, integrity, honor.
Ich wollte dich längst schon wiedersehen, mein alter Freund aus Kindertagen. Ich hatte manches dir zu sagen und wusste, du wirst mich verstehen. Als kleines Mädchen kam ich schon zu dir mit all den Kindern. Sorgen. Ich fühlte mich bei dir geborgen und aller Kummer flog davon. Hab ich in deinem Arm geweint, sprichst du mit deinen grünen Blättern mir übers Haar, mein alter Freund. Mein Freund, der Baum ist tot, er fiel im Frühjahr. Viel Zeit früh kam zu spät. Du wirst dich nie im Wind mehr wiegen. Du musst gefällt am Wege liegen. Und mancher, der vorübergeht, der achtet nicht den Rest von Leben und reißt an deinen grünen Zweigen, die sterben sich zur Erde neigen. Wer wird mir nun die Ruhe geben, die ich in deinem Schatten fand? Mein bester Freund ist mir verloren, der mit der Kindheit mich verband.
Mein Freund, der Baum, by the, all the military action. And both sides started bombing each other's tankers. The Straits of Hormuz were a very dangerous place through which traffic could flow.
Come what may, come what may. I'm in a dark forest, and I don't know where danger is anymore. All I know is that I must go back, back.
Dort, wo liegt im Sonnenschein. Vielleicht wird es ein Wunder geben. Ich werde heimlich darauf warten. Vielleicht wächst vor dem Haus ein Garten. Und der erwacht zu neuem Leben. Doch ist er dann noch schwach und klein. Und wenn er viele Jahre
No, but one day I woke up and I thought, my album cover should be me brushing my teeth, you know, instead of just my face, you know, like every other, like Paul Simon or whatever. And so I thought it would be different. And then, of course, once we did it, we were like, let's make toothbrushes, for, you know.
Have any bands copped you? Like, I understand the Donnas are doing this right now.
Toothbrushes?
Yeah, the Donnas have toothbrushes, apparently.
I think like one about you again. You took my picture. I want that film. Well, I'm gonna take your picture. I got my camera here, all right? But we're even. I'm gonna take my camera.
Can you explain to me why it is that you take your picture in public?
You need to have anybody's permission to use their picture in print or otherwise. And that includes the internet. And since I asked you personally not to use my photo, that way if I do see it used,
yeah,
you've already been requested once not to use it, I can sue you.
Are you required when you're in the uniform to tell the truth?
Yes, I am.
Think about it, cowboy.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to shoot you.
Accomplish very wonderful things, absolutely. And they are powerful, wonderful people in your world where things need to be achieved.
This tells us that we most likely made a mistake in decoding something in the previous, which is now the second ideogram. Thank you.
metaphysics. Just another program. Gary Geiserman hanging around. Passing through the decade. Going to the 2012 marker, where we pass the baton yet again. I don't know if that's the cleanup runner or the number three runner, usually the slowest. I assume the first runner's already passed his and is now shooting up behind the grandstand somewhere, accepting the rewards of his status in the system. Things are pretty much beside themselves today. It's very close to oneness, but just off by one concept. And in today's world of resonance mechanics and concept symbology, concept mechanics, one little concept, even a derivative of one concept, can just trip you right up.
Are you a lawyer? I mean, how do you know this?
It's general knowledge.
I know what I'm talking about. NewMetaphysics.com. Mothership. A lot of audio. If you're a card carrier, of course, there are some pirate sites relaying my shows for free, so don't go to those. Don't support them now. They're just upstanding men trying to be principled members of Matrix Number One. So few of those people around today, you know? Everybody's a slacker or a decadent or European or something, or third world, whatever. It's so hard behind the gated community. You just never know for sure. Email Gary at newmetaphysics.com. Streamed on Shoutcast Live 365 under Red Mountain something or other. I think there's a link, but you don't have to really go to that, because NewMetaphysics.com has the high-quality audio you've come to love and know and expect and pay for and everything.
Why don't you know it? Look it up.
Where do I find it?
Any law school, any law book.
Okay, then I need your permission, an officer of the law.
To use my picture.
In the public.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you've been requested personally not to use my picture.
And so Bechtel came in with an idea, which would be to build a pipeline from Iraq that would circumvent the Persian Gulf and the Iran-Iraq War, instead would bring the oil west.
And there I think we have to look deeper into the Sanatana Dharma, the eternal truths.
We probe again, and this time, finding that the ideogram really feels more like it is hard and man-made. And we declare no B. We take the coordinates again, and the structure ideogram returns. Now we know that we have exhausted all of the major gestalts. We then decode the final ideogram and move on to phase two. After the end of the session, we find out that the target was, say, a shopping mall.
You must think of yourself as 90% good, 10% bad.
Not only aware, understanding, and knowing your drive, but seeing choices. The choices that you can make that can generate the deteriorating or the elevating. It is not one dimension. It is not a point alone. There is a point, a crosshair of space and time, that is that drive. But there is also the area and the volume, the height, the width, the depth of that drive.
Containing a structure and a large parking lot, which is, of course, man-made land. Now, we need to develop some skill in drawing ideograms by practicing some drills. Our students at the Farsight Institute typically drill with a few standard ideograms that have established meaning. Now, what that means is, these ideograms are established because many viewers tend to use these same ideograms to represent the same things. Usually about 7 or 8 pages of drills are all that's required in order to set in place some initial ideogram vocabulary for the viewer. And in the drills that we're going to be doing right now, I will be speaking words such as structure, or land, or water, and a variety of others. And what you are going to be doing after I say a word is you will be drawing an ideogram. Now, the first thing that we need to do is sit comfortably at our desk with a pen and some plain white paper. We want to make sure that all of the paper that we use when we remote view is plain white. The best type is to use white paper that's used for photocopying.
Murphy, in closing arguments, back to the story, on Thursday said Kugland did have an opportunity to discuss her situation with the IRS to learn what she owed and what documents she was required to file, and she didn't. Defense attorney Larry Beecraft of Huntsville, Alabama, said Kugland decided mandatory payment of income taxes did not apply to her.
To Jordan, to the Gulf of Aqaba, and there entered Donald Rumsfeld.
Now Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld was a special envoy to the Middle East in the early 1980s. Between 1983 and 1985, Rumsfeld, in collaboration with the Bechtel Corporation, met with Saddam Hussein on numerous occasions, him to approve the Aqaba pipeline project. Rumsfeld's first visit was in December 1980. Numerous occasions to persuade him to approve the Aqaba pipeline project.
I'm going to tell you something.
If it was a group shot and I just happened to be in your group shot, that's fine. That's all well and good. But when I personally ask you not to use my photograph for any reprint or anything like that, that's my prerogative. And if I do see it used, then I can sue you personally, whether I'm an officer of the law or not.
How far I had to go. And it was just a practice of seeing this poor schlep of a soul who had this really heavy duty incarnation to go through of being a jerk. And I was busy responding to the incarnation rather than to the essence. And it was like the two levels. It's like having bifocals and you're looking down when you should be looking up. What you find, though, is that there are people that represent things that are so close to stuff that you're stuck with, attached to, that you project outward into them, and then you hate them. It's all projection, actually. And as Lama Suryadas said, yes, your weary mind. Yes, your weary mind. And keep coming back into the quality of awareness, which is really the quality of love. It's the quality of merged love. There's an incredible poem. It's called From the Norman Crucifix, 1632, by Charles Cosley. This poem is God love talking to you. I am the great sun, but you do not see me. I am your husband, but you turn away. I am the captive, but you do not free me. I am the captain. You will not obey. I am the truth, but you will not believe me. I am the city where you will not stay. I am your wife, your child, but you will leave me. I am that God, to whom you will not pray. I am your counsel, but you do not hear me. I am the lover whom you will betray. I am the victor, but you do not cheer me. I am the holy dove whom you will slay. I am your life, but if you will not name me, seal up your soul with tears and never blame me.
There was no discussion of Iraq's use of chemical weapons. Months later, the UN confirmed that Iraqi forces used chemical weapons against the Iranian people.
In March of 1984, the UN team of experts came back from their trip to Iran and confirmed that Saddam Hussein's troops did use chemical weapons on Iranian troops. That same day that those experts reported back, Rumsfeld was back in Baghdad pitching the pipeline plan. So it's clear that at that time, Rumsfeld and company were preoccupied with building an oil pipeline and were turning their backs on the Iraqis' use of chemical weapons.
Something that integrates the signal.
No, it just creates an electromagnetic tone. That's a carrier.
Electromagnetic. How does it do that?
Transmits, right? You got to be a little more specific. What do you mean by how does it do it?
Well,
how do you make it electromagnetic?
I have an example that maybe is the answer. This is something that came as a revelation to me. You're not allowed to listen to an FM radio on an airplane, because it transmits the carrier, which...
Not quite, but close.
No, okay. Well, that came as a revelation. I've used the FM radio on an airline before I heard this, and I thought,
there's really good reason for that.
It's a receiver, you know? I want to know where I am, so I listen. And,
yep.
You know, you can figure it out.
It's not in the movie.
Here's the thing. If you're in your car,
the movie doesn't tell me where I am.
Under a plea agreement, the sentence of the court is you be committed to the custody of the Attorney General to serve a term of life.
Some kind of fucking idiot?
Idiot. An adult mentally inferior to a child of three.
Come out, wherever you are.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Goodbye, Miss Hanson.
Aw, well, I could have cooked it a little longer.
You know, I read this story in the Post today about a television network show that tells the actors when they come in for an audition that they'll be filmed in full frontal nudity.
We're going to use those terms here. Jane tells me that when you're finished with law school, you're going to apply to the FBI.
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
Well, I wouldn't recommend that.
You wouldn't?
No. Right after they let the women in.
Dad.
Oh, Dad, my eye. Even have to move the pistol targets in from 35 feet to 7 feet so those young ladies can actually hit something.
Maybe I should think about CIA.
That is worse.
Well, I guess I know how you feel about gays in the military.
Richard, I better clue you in. We do not talk about homosexuals in this house. Look at it as equal to bringing evil into the room.
And AIDS for sure is God's way of showing them the gates of hell.
It is a wonderful point. It is.
If this lady doesn't want you to use her picture, she can say the same thing to you. And since she personally requested it, that's her right, too.
So if I take your picture, listen, I'm going to tell you something like the mafia will tell you. If I'm out with a guy and he was with somebody else, you don't want to take pictures. You're with somebody else's wife. You understand me? And you don't want to take...
I'm sorry, but I wouldn't be doing that.
Well, you wouldn't know if they were, would you? Can I take yours now? Look, I used to work for clubs. You see people together. You don't know if they're married. When they don't want to be seen with the people. You know what I mean? It's an ethics of life and death. Life and death.
Duty in public. What's this all about?
Now, right here,
this gentleman here is telling the officer with badge number 46 to tell me that I didn't have permission to take the picture.
This type of paper can be purchased at any office supply store. It has no other markings on it. It is pure white. You never want to use any paper that is lined or has any other prior markings on it.
Jack, if you ever were in bed with Bonnie, what would you like to do?
I'm not the man in the bed, Bob.
No, you're not, but... I'm sure you have some ideas on this subject.
Yes, I do. I think we shouldn't talk about this. Could put a dent in our friendship.
Jack, if you ever were in bed with Bonnie, what would you like to do?
Man in the bed, Bob.
Jack,
of wisdom, not merely a fact, information. Meanings and values have nothing to do with information and fact, but have everything to do with human civilization.
Aber der Wohlklang der Stahlorgel, wenn sie den Hitler-Soldaten zu Weihnacht Friede auf Erden in die erfrorenen Hosen
That's right, and listen, the networks themselves are giving heavily to Bush, they're doing that because they expect a payback. But it's probably too late for the television networks in part. They're going to face some kind of rollback likely now. And what can I say? It's an expression of all the great activism.
Finally, this merger, or rather the General Electric buying NBC, buying Vivendi, what does this mean?
Well, I think it's another example of... accelerated media consolidation, and it shows that after we deal with broadcast media concentration in newspapers, we really have to deal with cable and broadband.
You want to make sure the paper is totally blank.
The further you go down the ladder, the more that holds true. I mean, people in the upper middle classes, people with high five, low six-figure incomes, did pretty well, but not as well as the people above them. And then you go down to the people, average people, $40,000-$50,000 household income range. Their incomes have been basically flat for the last 20 years.
Totally clear, and photocopying paper also is very smooth. You want to make sure the paper is totally blank.
Soviet Union will collapse.
Miss
Austin. Yeah, but don't you have a lot to do with fighting them?
I can tell you this. Counterintelligence is there to block the efforts of Soviet intelligence. We do our job. Sometimes under trying circumstances.
That's good. I have an essay that I have to write tomorrow about why America is opposed to communism, and I guess I'm not really sure where to start.
Well, you could try this approach. As I was just saying, the Soviet Union is run by ungodly people, but you have to have God in your life. If he isn't the driving force behind you, then you are bound to fail. The same is true of a nation that dismisses God.
You're so fantastic.
Hey. Boo.
Thank you.
is leading it. Since the owning class is involved in government to a degree as no other group, no labor, no farmers, no ordinary citizens. Increasing the military spending, it will fuel the patriotic hype. I said, but Turkey invaded Cyprus. We didn't bomb Turkey, nice right-wing client state. Syria and Israel invaded Lebanon and was still occupying Lebanon. We didn't bomb Syria and Israel. Morocco invaded Western Sahara, but we didn't bomb Morocco. He wrote a series of articles in Monthly Review, and then he talked about how he retired from journalism. And he said, well, you know, I opposed the system, but I must say, sort of almost embarrassed about it, was willing to take the pension that the system gave me.
Because what NGE is really doing is spending billions of dollars to buy access to cable channels.
Which ones?
Well, they get the Sci-Fi channel, they get the USA channel, among others. Vivendi Universal has a major cable channel under their control. These are the golden channels of the future, because not only does cable provide access to a majority of American viewers, 85%, but cable is the principal way of connecting onto the future of the Internet.
I'm sorry, but we are not allowed to take checks from people we don't know.
Well, so what the big networks have done is use their political lobbying clout and, of course, their fat bank accounts, in essence, to ensure that they will dominate this new media age that we are entering of many, many channels and interactive services. Merger that needs to be opposed, and it's another illustration of how just four or five companies control the studios and the cable systems and the broadcast networks, and if they're allowed to, many more newspapers.
You want to make sure the paper is totally blank, totally clear, and photocopying paper also is very smooth. The first ideogram, which we are going to practice in our drills, is for a structure. Take a look at the page for the ideograms in the printed manual that accompanies these lessons. Look at the figure that describes various ideograms for structures. Notice that the structure ideograms always have vertical and horizontal lines with one angle. Now, it may be that in the future you will develop your own specific and individual ideogram for a structure. But for right now, let us try to use one of those ideograms for structure.
And then people at the bottom have done very, very badly.
Bush is not the only one getting big media contributions, also on the Democratic side. John Kerry is, isn't he?
They're all getting money.
We have that's not my people! people, rise up!
John Kerry is, isn't he?
They're all getting money from the media industry. The media industry is a very significant contributor. Yes, Kerry is getting money from showbiz interests, but the money is somewhat divided. I mean, there's a lot of Hollywood money that's also going into the Democratic Party that is distinct from the television network money going to Bush. A uniform view of the creeds and the scripture over against those individuals who have rejected those things. So, sure, obviously they think they're orthodox and we're unorthodox. I mean, that's obvious.
Varieties, not like the poodle, that get a separate entry for each of the sizes.
Take them right around for me, please.
One breed, they do come in toy, miniature, and standard size.
They're great looking.
Oh, I love that look.
Great smile for you there.
The Bichon Frise originated in the Mediterranean area a long time ago. The breed had early success in Spain, and it is believed that Spanish sailors introduced the breeding stock to the Canary Islands.
But to claim that the Universal Church held that view is would be very, very difficult to prove historically.
Dr. H. Wayne House is my guest. We're talking about Oneness Pentecostalism. You can join us with a question or a comment. We'll go to the phones here in just a second. 1-800-730-2727. That's 1-800-730-2727. Getting a busy signal. All the lines are full. We're going to clear up a few lines here. Tony calling from Belleville, Illinois. She's listening on KSIV. Tony, welcome to Issues, Etc.
My statement is, I was born and bred United Pentecostal, or UPC as we called ourselves. My husband and I left the organization about 18 years ago. But even as a kid growing up, I was 28 when we left. I was always confused because the position of Jesus on the cross and praying in the garden and whatever, I never quite understood the statement of oneness, but now that we're no longer affiliated with the Oneness Church, I still have a hard time grasping the three persons thing, because to me, it sounds like you're saying three gods. It sounds like a person would be definitely a god.
Well, join the club, Tony.
I'm kind of like in the middle of nowhere. To me, a lot of times on either side, it sounds like a lot of semantics.
All right, Tony, we're going to take the response to your question after we come back from this break. Dr. H. Wayne House is my guest. We're talking about the United Pentecostal Church, Oneness Pentecostalism. He's distinguished professor of biblical studies and apologetics at Faith Seminary, Tacoma, Washington, author of numerous books, including Charts of Sex and Religious Movements. 1-800...
Our unknown subject is a paper hanger who started working on the East Coast. In the last few weeks, this unsub has developed a new form of check fraud, which I'm calling the float. What he's doing is he's opening checking accounts at various banks and then changing the Micker Inc. routing numbers at the bottom of those checks. Next slide, please. Next slide, please.
The remote thing is broken. You have to do it by hand. You got to try to...
Agent Mullen, it should be the square button just there by the side.
The carousel doesn't work. It's that bad carousel you got.
Thank you. This is a map of the 12 banks of the U.S. Federal Reserve. Slide. Micker scanners at every bank read these numbers at the bottom of a check. Slide. And then ship that check off to its corresponding branch.
Carl, for those of us who are unfamiliar with bank fraud, you mind telling us what the hell you're talking about?
The East Coast branches are numbered 01 to 06. The central branch is 07, 08, so on and so forth.
after our last segment.
I guess that, you know, I'll wait till tomorrow, but then ask, you know, I guess the question is, how will we respond? That's the big question. There are different times during the year we've played really great basketball, and other times we have not played the type of basketball that that would make us proud. And give them credit. They went with small people, made us adjust our lineup. I thought our big guys really played a good first half. A combination of Vin and Rafe and Tony and Mark Blunt, but they went so small that we were really unable to go with that size. Plays against their press.
From the teeth and the claws of those guys. They fought tooth and nail against those things. They fought against the minimum wage. They fought against you having a paid vacation. They fought against you having medical care that they have to pay for. They aren't, and they're still fighting against all those things. They're still trying to take back every one of those things. They fought against Social Security and the like. And that's what reform means. Reform means.
No, I think we have attacked pressure other than second game or third game down at New Orleans. I thought we have attacked pressure.
All areas in which democratic forces have made gains, all those areas remain at risk. All those areas are in danger of being rolled back. That is their agenda. That is what George Bush is about. He's not stupid.
That did not go. They weren't going to let Paul beat them or Vin beat them. Every time they touched the basketball, they were trapped. So the ball rotated, and they were looking for the weak side guys to try to beat them.
Where it's clear that it's pegged to the media ownership debate.
Well, Jeff Chester went.
Done a marvelous job with that. Basically, what we have is a company that's giving money hand over fist and helping in campaign strategize.
Time's up. Let's just talk. You know, guys, just to touch on that, you know what I find interesting? They invest in the market, but all these brokerage houses, why is it that they have a lot more money than the people who are invested in the brokerage houses?
Yeah.
My signal to you, one vertical mark of white adhesive tape on a signpost, means I have left a package for you and am ready to receive your payment in return. When you have reviewed the contents sent and left your payment, you put up your signal to me, one horizontal mark of white adhesive tape, meaning drop filled. Recognize that I am dressed in a business suit and cannot be expected to receive your packages at locations where there is inch deep mud. And please don't put so much pepper on your package. I know it keeps the dogs away, but you are putting on too much. Note that when I have received your payment, I will then remove your horizontal tape.
But I'm next. Howie Sylvester will run you through the scores from.
For a particular political party at the same time as making the machines that count the votes. And we now know that the machines that they're making that count the votes are not secure from tampering.
Hey!
Can't you control your dog?
But great is the realm of the world creator, the world sustainer from whom we come, in whom we move and have our being, about us, within us, the wonders of wisdom, the trees and the fountains, the stars and the mountains, all the children of joy, the loved and the known, the unknowable mystery to whom we return through the world destroyer.
So, and to add to that, we've got a situation where everything inside the machines is secret, and we're not allowed to see how they count the votes.
Hey! Can't you control your dog?
FBI, don't come any closer or I'll shoot.
Anyone ever teach you how to hang on to a leash?
FBI, don't approach any closer or I will shoot.
So I got on this red dress and these high heels, right? I got a bra, like, out here, okay? And I'm chasing these two Puerto Rican guys through the park. They got a suitcase filled with bank robbery loot. Okay, I'm screaming out, FBI, freeze! And I'm reaching for my gun, but I can't find it in the bra. It's so damn big. I thought I was going to shoot my tits off. You know, that's a funny story. People always laugh at that story.
Let me ask you a question, Ms. Sandusky. If you're having so much fun undercover, why did you transfer to bank fraud?
I didn't transfer. I was censured and reassigned. It's like being punished. I was punished. I screwed up in the field.
What about you, Mr. Fox? Were you punished for screwing up in the field?
No. I've never worked in the field before. I audited background investigations of the Department of Justice clerical applicants.
Oh, that's just great. I asked for a team and they dragged the bottom of the Pacific.
What if I ask you a question, Agent Handwriting? You can be so serious all the time.
Does it bother you, Mr. Anders?
Yeah. Yeah, it does bother me.
Does it bother you, Mr. Fox?
A little, I guess.
Oh, would you like to hear me tell a joke?
Yeah, we'd love to hear a joke from you.
To her every whim. Simply child abuse, and we would not argue for such a thing today. In a time when anyone contemplated the thought of mutual, loving, monogamous, lifelong relationships between people of the same sex.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Go fuck yourselves.
Where your heart, mind, and my heart, mind remain always inseparable. We get hungry and we finally break out through one technique or another, through loving somebody, perhaps your baby or your parent or your cat or somebody safe, somebody abstract, or a Christ or a Maharaji or somebody, and you open. And it feels so good to be in love.
Two, one.
news this hour. The FBI has arrested a special agent named Robert P. Hansen, alleged to have been spying for the Russians for more than 15 years. A spokesperson for the FBI says Hansen was responsible for the deaths of at least three Russians working for the FBI and that he made a fortune selling secrets to the KGB.
Holy, holy, at the end of the world, world, the purging fire of the purifier.
But on top of that, Mike Gibson gives you San Diego Chargers over Minnesota on Sunday. Then we have Brian Edwards. Now we have four major owners of this company. Myself, Mike Gibson, Jack, and Brian. We also have 45 to 50 guys that work for us, guys. So there's a lot of contacts. Brian has his own contacts. And Brian gave out to his clients Washington State over UCLA. Now, this game was also a free game, but it fell into Brian's system, the TBV line. By all rights, Brian told me that Washington State should be at least a 17 to 20 point favorite due from the information that he obtained. Now, they were only favored by 10 and a half. But
fortune selling secrets to the KGB. Hansen allegedly gave the KGB more than 6,000 pages of classified documents along with 27 encrypted disks while being privy to top secret information from the CIA, the NSA, and the State Department, all of which was sent to his handlers in Moscow.
The Liberator.
Brian, this game should have been Washington State minus 17, minus 20 maybe?
I think it should have been more, honestly. I mean, the game, if you saw the game again. Another one of those games that didn't even indicate where the score was.
So this is not an acceptable situation. You put all three of those things together and I think it's really starting to worry people. I mean, I'm getting...
There's actually several different methods that we've been looking at.
And there was a point in the 80s when this was actually a live issue, and now, I don't know, it's just disappeared.
One of the first things you do is look at what they tell you not to look at.
Your civil rights are under attack.
What you gonna do?
Your civil rights are under attack.
What you gonna do?
Your civil rights are under attack.
What you gonna do?
Your civil rights are under attack.
What you gonna do?
Your civil rights are under attack.
What
you going to do?
Act up, fight back.
Immigrant rights are under attack.
Act up, fight back.
Immigrant rights are under attack.
Come on, piece of shit. You betrayed all of them. Come on, bastard. Suck it up. Traitor, traitor, traitor. Tell the truth.
I was ready to kill and to die. It's a soldier's wager. God, if this is true, then maybe I am ready to be crucified for my sins and leave the rest to you. Not like our Lord Jesus, no. Never, but see me at least as equal to the good thief who was crucified with him, taken along in death with him into forgiveness forever. And please, Lord, let him say to me also, this day shalt thou be with me in paradise. Can you drink of the cup I drink of?
Like to get together, and I thought we could talk over old times, and I was very uncomfortable with that. I felt like, why do you want to talk about old times? You know, this is now, those were then. I thought that was all settled.
See through this report. The Bureau agents on this assignment followed their target, Vladimir Gusikov, KGB officer, for 4 hours. He goes out to lunch alone, sits on a bench in a mall, watches some children play with their toy boats. After 4 hours, what do the agents do? They decide that Vladimir is just playing hooky from his job, and they decided to discontinue the surveillance. All that that tells us is that they wanted to be sure to get back to the office in time for their carpool. You are the fourth floor. You're supposed to be the best analyst we have. You're supposed to know KGB tradecraft. One of their policies is that all officers must dry clean themselves every 4 hours. For at least 4 hours. Do nothing at all for 4 hours, just in case they might be being watched. Our idiots must have abandoned Vladimir just around the time he was getting ready to go operational. Below, couldn't you read through the lines on this report?
You're right. I was asleep at the switch. It won't happen again.
All three of you signed off on it. Memorize this now. The KGB have policies. They follow them religiously. Policies are constraints on behavior. Constraints create patterns of activity. Patterns can be noticed.
And in the path of devotion, you get so addicted to that experience of the intimacy between the lover and the beloved. That you keep being drawn into the singing and the stories and the images. And the remembrance of, and you're just thinking about it and tuning all the time just to stay in that intimate loving relationship with that which you love.
Not really a political issue, even though the disparities of wealth and income, and with them, you know, all kinds of other things that go with that, health, literacy, general well-being and happiness. I mean, these just disappear as political issues, and if you even try to bring them up, you're dismissed as this old class warrior, as if that were such a bad thing.
I don't think it is possible to be very good in a bad film. I don't think it's possible. I can't imagine a cuisinier having a good roast in a bad gravy. I love to cook.
Love to cook. Love to give dinner?
I don't give dinners. We have dinner in my kitchen.
Do you really?
I don't have a dining room.
Because you like your kitchen more? Or?
I love my kitchen.
I have to throw a sort of surprise question at you. Coming out of something that appeared in the Boston Business Journal.
Low back. We know that Americans aren't the only people who seek revenge and for what they consider to be injustices or wrong. And so this is very predictable.
Unbelievable rigmarole, one stupid rule after another. I tell you, it brings out the Stalinist in me.
But, oh, come on, you want the government to be able to look into everything?
Want a transparent society, so we can figure out in advance who's going to commit a crime, we can catch him before he does it. We need people who are properly and morally trained for that kind of job.
I'll take all these ideas of yours and just chalk them up to your high blood pressure.
Sounds can transform our lives.
good wine, good Bechvel. I don't drink, but the wine is...
You don't drink? Never?
I stopped in 1986.
Because? No more?
No.
Not good for you?
I don't know. I didn't make any decision.
You...
There's this little shift where you start to ask the question, what isn't God? And then you start to look at all the different faces and aspects. And then you start to look at all the different faces and aspects. Watch your heart close around judgment. Your heart close around judgment. Practice opening it and looking and loving this as a manifestation
of the beloved.
As a manifestation of the beloved.
Thought that was all settled. And he got very upset and he said, aren't they important to you? I remember him almost at the point of tears, you know. It was very emotional for him. Aren't they important to you?
Sounds can transform our lives.
Access to an enormous number of things, but at any one moment it can only contain X amount of stuff. Right? So if I want to see stuff over there, I will go over there and then I can see stuff in their house. And I don't want to see them both at the same time, I bump into stuff.
Those ideograms for structure.
Part of the human race, I have a nature that makes me a human being. And I am one being who is one person. My person dwells in my spirit and body.
Didn't make any decision.
You just stopped.
It's written in the Bible. Once you have, you've drunk all you were supposed to drink. People get drunk even when they're dead because they can drink. They're allowed to drink.
They are. But you love to eat.
I love to prepare.
You just love to cook for other people?
I love that, yeah.
Because it's sensual, because you can...
No, because I'm good.
Because you're good.
I'm a good cook.
That's how I am as a human. That's what a human is. On the other hand, God is one being, but who exists co-eternally as three coexistent persons. Thank you.
Soon enough, you're going to meet yourself.
For structure. Now, you're sitting calmly at your desk. You're writing on a smooth writing surface. You have your pen in your hand, and you're looking at your white piece of paper.
I'm sorry, but we are not allowed to take checks from people we don't know.
Said goodbye. And it's not that he's dead in my mind. It's that he's gone. I guess he was gone a long time ago and I just didn't know it.
Shazam! Hey, up there! I don't want to see stuff in 5 minutes from now. Right now, it'd be blurry. You know, I wouldn't know what to do with it. It's too much. So we create as humans this environment of a virtual kind of reality that happens in the under the boundaries of time and space parameters. And we've created that so that we can get better at consciously creating things. See, we create all things. They come from the being. They're not out there by themselves. They don't have a separate existence. They're all put out by us. And they're done that way so that we can get better at consciously directing them. See, it can be done unconsciously, like autopilot, you know, just on default. But we can choose. We can make it anything we want, just like a painter painting a painting.
Shall we shag now or shall we shag later?
me. I order the children. When they live in the nation, they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
There was a big high wall there that tried to stop me. Sign was painted, said private property. But on the back side, it didn't say nothing. This land was made for you and me.
Special corps of policemen.
Policemen who are also philosophers.
In a sense, I think he stayed back in 1972.
Special agent of the FBI, I accept the obligation to consider the information coming into my knowledge as a sacred trust. And any direct or indirect disclosure by me of any of this information, I understand, can cause irreparable damage to the United States.
I do.
Men, there are a few key words we pay a lot of attention to.
You look so handsome.
Words like bravery, fidelity, integrity, integrity, fidelity. Doubt favor like words like bravery, fidelity, integrity, honor.
Bush administration was warned about this this occurrence or these circumstances.
I'm going to apply to the FBI.
Protest the war! Protest the war!
That's when they quit. When they said, I think we need him now for war, so we'll shut him off from what he was getting before so we can go and attack him now. In other words, we built him up as our enemy so we can go and fight him. The United States could not have taken on Iraq initially because they had nothing. They had no weapons. They had no armaments to speak of. Well, the Russians had sold them. But the United States went in and we tripled, according to James Defense Weekly, our sales of weaponry. Yes, U.S. arms sale of weaponry to Iraq.
Express our sincere joy on the occasion of resumption of contact with you. You have become a legend of us. Now we can salute the living legend.
The CIA has finally agreed the mole is likely to be one of their people. And we've targeted a particular officer of theirs who's had access to almost everything.
I am the one they want. And they don't have a clue. It's a captain's paradise, it is.
FBI, come out of the bathroom. Step out of the bathroom. Hands on your head.
You know that's the new IBM Selectric.
Put your hands on your head.
Print type in 5 seconds.
Shut up.
Pop out the ball.
Put your hands on your head. Put your hands.
You know, he's got over 200 checks here.
Hands on your head.
Drafting. He even has little payroll envelopes addressed to himself.
Put it down. Drop it.
Relax. You're late. All right? My name's Alan, Barry Allen, United States Secret Service. Your boy just tried to jump out the window. My partner has him in custody.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What, you think the FBI are the only ones on this guy? I mean, come on. Come on, he's dabbling in government checks here. I've been following a paper trail on this guy for months now. Hey, you mind taking that gun out of my face? Please, really. I mean, it makes me nervous.
You see some credentials.
Yeah, sure. Take my whole wallet. You want my gun, too? Come over here. Take my gun. Hey, look. Just do me a favor. Take a look outside. Look. Look out the window. My partner's walking him to the car as we speak. Look. Old guy almost pissed in his pants when I came through the door. He jumped right through the window onto the hood of my car. Hey, Murph.
Yeah? Call the LAPD again. I don't want people walking through my crime scene.
I didn't expect the Secret Service on this.
Don't worry about it. Well, what's your name?
Henry. Carl Henry.
Mind if I see some identification?
Sure.
You know, you never can be too careful these days. Well, tough luck, Carl. 5 minutes earlier, you would have landed yourself a pretty good collar.
It's all right. 10 seconds later, and you'd have been shot.
Mind if I come downstairs with you? I gotta take a look at this guy.
Sure thing. Just do me a favor and sit tight for a second while I get this evidence downstairs. You know, I don't want some maid walking through here and making the bed. LAPD should be here any sec.
Wait. Your wallet.
You hang on to it for a minute. I trust you.
Oh. Yeah. Secret Service. Hey! Oh, God damn it!
Is anything similar to being a good cook and a good actress?
I don't know. I was wondering what you were going to say.
Good cook and a good lover?
Well, maybe it goes together. My father...
Food and love go together or...
For some people, it does.
Yeah.
Structure.
Something still bothers me.
I did wrong.
Not you. Me. The driving test. In high school. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah, I never have forgotten them.
No. I bribed the guy. Yeah. To flunk you. 3 times. $10 a pop.
Why? Why, Dad?
You get now. You were getting wise ass.
Tell me now.
Correct the record.
Chapman's return home had another purpose. He had come to buy bullets and for target practice. But Chapman's return home had...
Everywhere I still see ghosts. Landing ones, Karl Marx,
purpose. He had come to buy bullets and for target practice. 5 years earlier, Verlin Florence had taught him how to shoot.
Mark Chapman was a little better than average shot. If he were a academically graded student, that would be about a C+.
mistake about it, cowboy.
Well, I'm sorry. Breathe too bright and swear. Break the bones of the evil days. On door, circus, rigorous, and sick sore. They are in bed. Tell the voice, change stories. Strange the things that happen after the words that make it true. They will use battle, listen, and press breaking too. Things will be those things break when I'm dead. And I ain't even close to me that way. I still can't sleep. Everywhere I still see ghosts. Go outside and take clothes off, dig a hole and lay down in it. Love hardy, make this the long day. Sing me. Stay drained, get rubber gun. Big starter, smoke some crack. Back bags, put on shoes, far away. Don't come back. Broke brass, need a wire. TV armor, now let's go down. Things the way I like. Now this arrow, all the way. Inside arrow, inside down. I bang my head against the post. No matter what, I still can't sleep. Everywhere I still see ghosts. Ghosts, ghosts.
Science fiction, out of all the forms of literature you could have chosen, why SF? Was it a conscious decision?
Yes, there's more latitude in science fiction for the expression of pure ideas. So I really don't know. I mean, it came out of the ghetto in the hardcover edition, and it went right back into the ghetto in the paperback edition.
There used to be order in our intelligence. Standards.
Before Perestroika.
Yes. Then Yeltsin came with his wolves, stole everything.
Yes. Banks, industry, honor.
Wolves back. Even our KGB archive was plundered by these thieves.
Our archive? What was stolen?
The best stuff, what else? Somebody said to himself, when I need $20 million, this archive will become my passport to America.
Is given the signal to surge on an individual.
Marty, today may very well spring a new kind of beat culture that
I'd swear on it that it is going on.
But don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if Newt Gingrich suddenly tells us that he read On the Road and that had a great influence on
him. You can't sure it is. However, in terms of what you were saying, and Nat would know this really well. Yeah. There was the problem of real censorship of books.
Yeah. Yeah.
In those days, you couldn't print the classic poet Catullus in English. The so-called salacious passages had to be printed in Latin. The modern library edition of Satyricon and the Petronius Arbiter had Latin passages where people were not supposed to read it in America. Henry Miller was forbidden. D.H. Lawrence's Lady Chatterley's Lover was forbidden.
And Allen Ginsberg was censored on public radio. Structure. Notice that I was varying the pace slightly with which I was saying the word structure.
His way through Minnesota.
Oh, Jesus. He's driving us crazy.
You got any of the checks?
Yeah, I got a counterfeit he drew on Third Lake Savings and Loan. See, he's just using a stencil machine in an Underwood.
Yeah, it's a teller at the bank.
Say again?
It's definitely a teller, Carl. I mean, banks, they always use hand stamps for the dates, see? They get used over and over again, so you always get worn out. The numbers are always cracking. The sixes and the nines. See, they go first.
Thanks.
Numbers are always cracking. The sixes and the nines.
Which do you hope sells more? The soft cover with the FF tag or Doubleday mainstream?
I hope... Oh, boy, now you've really put me against the wall. That's a very evil question to ask.
That's right.
Because I can't answer without offending somebody. That is, I have to sit on two stools at once.
The whole idea with using ideograms is that the subspace mind has to be able to get through past the conscious mind to make a movement with your hand so as to make a mark on the paper. If the conscious mind has too much of an expectation of what's going to happen, then it can try to control the process and you will not get an innocent ideogram.
But I'm going to have to shoot you.
Something that is the way the beloved is taking form. And then the love starts to get vast. And then it starts to get more impersonal. This is a quote from Ananda Mayama, great, great saint, incredible, incredible being. You all love this body so much that you often come to see me unmindful of the long distance that many of you have to travel. Yet it is true that this body has no relationship with any of you except the kinship of the Atma, meaning the source, the truth, the love, which this body enjoys equally not only with each of you, but even with all trees, creepers, and foliage around, as well as with rocks, mountains, and everything else. I really want you to hear that one, because that's the one that changes romantic love into that expanding conscious love. And what I have experienced over these years is that transformation, and there have been very frightening aspects because the cultural models of romantic love have to do with specialness. I love you specially. And what I experience is that I don't love people specially. I have special work to do with one person or another, but I love beings, and I'm getting to love universe, and I'm getting to love the manifestation. And it's interesting because people keep wanting you to love them specially. And I don't feel it anymore. I don't feel it anymore. And it's a strange experience.
old-fashioned films. I'm Erin Summers, talking about oral sex tonight. And I thought we would talk about it for the whole 3 hours tonight because of the fact every night on Passion Phones, at least 10 times a night, somehow oral sex is brought into the show.
The numbers are always cracking. The sixes and the nines.
I do agree. I'm getting tired of going to confession and admitting that I still beat the dummy.
Yeah, well, don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about giving that up.
The FBI has given the signal to surge on an individual.
Thank you. this occurrence or these circumstances, even, you know, all during the debate about the invasion of Iraq. So there's no surprise here. Iraq, but actually, John, it started, we could predict this with the air bombing of civilians in Afghanistan. And the demolition of the Taliban.
The riding on the merry-go-round, I just had to let it go. It's incredible. The whole thing is just incredible. Does this person look like a person that could shoot somebody?
Chapman had moved to the expensive Sheraton Center Hotel in Midtown Manhattan on Monday, December 8th. He woke up late, around 10:30. He dressed and then on the bureau created a display of his possessions, his Bible, his passport, and a still from his favorite film.
I just got up and laid out the things and went down and bought The Catcher in the Rye.
Now, when we use target coordinates, it's very important that you allow that subspace mind to draw the ideogram immediately. When I say target coordinates, later on in future lessons, you will have to put the pen on the paper immediately afterwards and then draw that ideogram. If there is a 2 or 3 second delay between writing the target coordinates and drawing the ideogram, that's more than enough time for the conscious mind to intervene and to distort or perhaps fabricate a false ideogram. So quickness after the cue is important.
Moscow, for the first time in over 70 years, communism's red flag was lowered over the Kremlin. To Western observers, the Russian Empire seems to have come to an end.
I went outside in the street and I wrote, to Holden Caulfield from Holden Caulfield. And I wrote, this is my statement. And I just knew that I'd never return. That's the way destiny works. You don't always question it. You just do it. And I kept saying, just go back to the hotel, pack your bags, and go home now, you know. Don't do it. Go back to your hotel. Get the doorman to get you a cab right now. Do it now, you know. But I didn't do it. I stayed. It was like a movie.
The people of Moscow carried Russia's pre-Soviet flag from Parliament to Red Square.
Well, what a Christmas present this is.
Climbed on a tank and proclaimed, we are victorious. And we are victorious because our cause is just.
I fell a dead drop to the Soviets 9 days ago, and now their flag is coming down. What kind of trouble am I in?
If the KGB doesn't come apart, maybe you won't either.
Are you crazy?
Of course the KGB is going to panic, but that has nothing to do with you. You will not panic. You are superior.
traitors, King. I'll have you all executed.
Ooh, that's bad.
What are you, some kind of fucking idiot?
Idiot. An adult mentally inferior to a child of three.
Come out, wherever you are.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
I am evil Homer. I am evil Homer. I am evil Homer.
I put my hand in my pocket. What do I feel? 110 stories of concrete and steel I like to watch. That plane-shaped pole really gets me hot. But the big ball of fire is the money shot I like to watch. I like to watch.
Hey! Can't you control your dog?
I like to watch the flame shooting out. People dive into the street while I play with my meat. My steel melted and my tower is coming down.
FBI, don't come any closer or I'll shoot.
Whatever teach you how to hang on to a leash? FBI, don't approach any closer or I will shoot.
The New York skyline will never be the same, but the guys who flew those planes had fucking amazing aim. I like to watch. I like to watch. There must have been a reason, but I don't understand why they hit the Pentagon instead of Disneyland. I like to watch. I like to watch. I like to watch. The plane going in. I like to watch the flame shooting out. It's raining broken glass while I sit on my ass. My steel melted and my tower is coming down. Explode until they showed it in reverse, and I had to shoot my load. I like to watch. I like to watch.
I thought he would just drop right in front of me, and that was it. Well, he was like 25 feet away, but I thought he was just going to fall down, like in the movies, fall down dead. The guy had four holes in him. Big hunks came out of him. They had to. The hollow point is a 38 caliber. My God, it's enough to knock a man on his feet. I don't know why I chose him exactly, but I was just fed up with the world, and I thought if I murdered this guy, then it would be all over for me. And then that would kind of be a solution in a way to everything. It would kind of, the self-destruction would be a blessing. If you knew what Holden went through, and if you knew that Holden wanted to die, really, then you'd understand.
Metaphysics sort of going by like a, it's like a train on a car. Boxcar on a Train. In all the excitement, I kind of lost track of how many spent shells have been sprayed down on the sidewalk. So I don't know exactly where I stand. Because the point of a gun is to be respected, my friends. Especially if you learned from your father that the power of power, which end of a gun to be on, then you will definitely look again when in that position. With respect. And of course the usual childhood imprinting, needless to say. And that can all be undone. Talking about the morphogenic field here, after all, not steel and girders. And the cult of materialism, of course, everyone's favorite. Everything is resonance now. You heard resonance, do you hear me? Keep going back to that interrogation scene in JFK, of course, with the echoes you heard. I never think in these movie cliches except when I do these damn shows. These goddamn shows. They sure come in handy when you're on stage, you know that? Maybe they've been lurking there all the time and I just didn't notice. Anyway, new metaphysics continue, even though missions all around it terminated. Boys from Brazil there. Newmetaphysics.com. The real site, not the pirate version. Many shows to download or stream. Or stream randomly in progress. As sent to Shoutcast for those miserable unfortunates who tripped over the Sonic the Hedgehog landmine. Or at Live 365, or even in the White House underground streaming audio, Muzak, source of the week, the Bush White House soundtrack. Could happen.
He can push the tempest by.
And if I watch any more West Wing, I'm going to think that we actually have a goddamn president. Of course, Abby Hoffman told us many years ago that the executive branch had been deleted, set to default. Much more efficient that way. Thus to proliferate corporate capitalism in the ending years of the Matrix as we knew it, transiting to Matrix 2 as we are making it. Nothing wrong with a Matrix. Just get yourselves a good one. Hear me?
Thank you.
dark forest, and I don't know where danger is any longer.
And Holden had kept it in for so long, and yet he understood what he was doing. He understood that it was against phoniness.
George W. Bush is going to be our next president. Couldn't sleep all that terrible time in Florida when it looked like Gore might win.
Anybody who voted for Gore ought to be shot.
Oh, come on, Bob. You don't mean that.
Very thought of Gore daring to be president. Toadying up to that psychopath and sociopath Bill Clinton for 8 years. Makes my blood boil. Most Catholics are cafeteria Catholics. They choose what they think might be palatable to them, but the Opus Dei makes you recognize what your duties in life are before you can serve God. Okay.
Yeah.
I want you to remember your father loves you. Before I go to bed, I want you all to know that I love you.
Have about 1 million electron volts of energy. If you have 1 million volts and one electron jumping off, you get 1 million EVs, one MEV. So the Van de Graaff accelerator was actually designed not for science demos, but to accelerate particles. A million electron volts is enough. If you pour that energy into a nucleus, you can sort of excite the nucleus. So if you're studying nuclear physics and trying to understand how protons and neutrons fit together, it's a useful kind of energy.
So God's personhood and my personhood are not the same in the sense that God is indivisibly one God, yet three persons, but I am, on the other hand, one person and one being. So see, we have similarities to God, but we also have dissimilarities. There's no way to fully comprehend what that means because it's not in our experience. The Athanasian Creed really dealt with this. So we are compelled by Scripture, you know, to say there's only one God. And that's what I have to say. There cannot be more than one true God. And we have to, as Orthodox, say there is only one God. And yet we are compelled by Scripture, unless we want to play games with terminology, which is what essentially United Pentecostals end up doing. I know they're doing it sincerely, but nonetheless, that's what it ends up being. There are also three persons, because these persons relate to each other, talk to each other. These persons love each other. You have on and on and on, persons to persons, so that there is only one being who is simultaneously three persons. So I have no more problem with that teaching than I do the attributes of God that I fully did not understand, like infinity and, you know, God outside of time, all these questions.
Russi, so any questions you have, I'll turn it over to him.
Are you following Russi?
Yeah. Who, me?
Yeah.
No doubt. Of course I'm following the lawsuit. What you think money is here for? Probably took shots at me.
Now I'm taking shots back at y'all. Of course I'm going to file a lawsuit. As much money as I can get, I'm going to get it.
What do you think of the police?
Well, I thought about the police. Good guys back in the days, you know what I'm saying? To the motherfuckers shooting guns and shit. I ain't really into guns. You know what I mean? I got a hole in my truck like about this big right here. And I don't play that shit. And, of course I'm gonna sue. I ain't got no choice but to sue. If I don't sue, I'll look like an ass. And I'm not looking like an ass. Excuse my language. It's just how I talk.
How are you treated by the police?
I mean, when you get gunshot up at you, you know what I mean? To make you happy, get up out of there style. You know what I mean? I mean, how would you feel? You know what I mean? Ain't nothing really I gotta explain. I ain't trying to blow up no cop scene or nothing, but I'm suing the shit out of him. Yeah, no doubt. I'm good.
Well, you had to spend a few days in jail, right? Because of this?
Yeah. Shit happens, man. You know what I mean? It just sometimes it be happening to the wrong cats, man. You know what I mean? Me. Pull guns out on cops and stuff like that. You know what I mean? It's too much entertainment here for me to go be wasting my time doing things like that.
Do you feel like you and the other members of the Wu-Tang Clan have been targeted by the police or under surveillance?
I mean, I ain't really getting into my clan or nothing, but, you know what I mean, we do too many things for the city, you know what I mean? We do a lot of donations for children and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? We go to the jail, speak to the prisoners. Sure. We do a lot of good things, you know what I mean? For the community. I mean, I don't do nothing. I'm telling you what Wu-Tang do. I'm just here. I'm the ghetto guy. I stay around the children. You know what I mean? What I can teach them or whatever. Keep them calm. Don't let them fight and crazy shit like that. That's what I do. You know what I mean? As far as this, man, Wu-Tang, you know what I'm saying? Wu-Tang don't be f*** with nobody. So don't f*** with us. That goes for FBI, CIA, all y'all mother f*** with us. We don't f*** with y'all. Leave us the f*** alone. Stay the f*** off our back, mother f***.
I have a dream. One day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream.
What do you know, what do you think about Pearl Harbor? Or what do you think about what just happened at the World Trade Center?
Former U.S. Marine, Vietnam veteran.
If at first Chapman's motive was a mystery, it immediately became the subject of debate and conjecture.
Hearing musical sounds in almost everything.
It's a curious thing. You know, most books and things that you'll read once. Maybe something if you like, maybe you'll read it a second time. But sound, if there's a song you like, you'll listen to it over and over again.
Being a musical archaeologist,
recordings on different media, LP, 78, 45. The psychedelic experience with Dr. Timothy Leary.
You are now about to begin a great adventure.
Sounds of the Office.
In 1901, the day before he was assassinated,
that everyone knows and listens to, you never know where the capturing of one small bit of tradition is going to lead.
Here is the first principle. Never allow any agent cooperating with you to feel he's treacherous to his country. On the contrary, get to know your man. Find out his problems, his personal aspirations.
Major General Shabarshin, what if no meeting proves possible?
What if you cannot learn his identity?
Then you must ask, are you dealing with a double agent? That is always problem number one. But if you decide this new agent is genuine, then analyze his motives. Money, something more elusive.
Isn't it usually money?
No. Only in very rare cases do we deal with people who look for nothing but money. Search for subtle motives. Deep-seated sympathy for our cause. Or your man can feel his bosses do not appreciate his gifts. Sometimes a romantic streak wants to play a role in history.
If my agent hides his identity, to what extreme do I go to find out his name?
We do not put our man in jeopardy by trying too hard to find out who he is. Learn to live with anonymous source, provided you receive steady flow of first-rate information.
But are you still telling us never trust an agent completely?
Of course. We never forget our old Russian saying. Another man's soul is darkness.
It was stupid. I made a stupid mistake.
Forget about it. There are hundreds of unknown subjects out there.
I can get this guy, Sean. The worst thing a paper hanger can do is show his face.
I read the report. 6 feet tall, brown hair, 27 to 30 years of age, 160 pounds. This could be almost anybody.
I heard his voice, Sean. I saw his face.
This could be almost anybody.
Learn to live with anonymous source.
I heard his voice, John. I saw his face. There's nothing for him to hide behind anymore.
Just be careful. You got 12 years in. Nobody bothers you down on the first floor. You practically wrote the book on bank fraud. That's the kind of thing that can make you section chief someday. Just don't put yourself in this type of position.
What type of position?
Position of being humiliated.
After hearing the target coordinates or the cue that is exploited by the subspace mind to make the initial movement.
CIA, say there's a mole over here.
I don't believe that. They would do anything to cast suspicion on us.
Yeah, I know. Read through these defective summaries, see if you can find anything.
Once I've read these, I'll write a top secret report, one copy to Mike, top secret, one copy to my KGB drop, both sides will feel enriched. Now I know how a genius feels, at the height of his powers. He's in command of good and evil. He is master of two kingdoms. He is indispensable in the higher scheme of things.
Kissing radio. die.
Trust me.
Horror and moral terror are your friends.
Did you put that together yourself, Einstein? What do you got? You got a team of monkeys working around the clock on this?
Recruitment, everybody that I saw or read pretty well documented that Afghanistan became a fertile ground for recruitment, more recruitment of Al-Qaeda, even though allegedly it was destroyed. This is the problem that the Bush administration and past administrations have with the imagery that they've encouraged us to adopt around the issue of terrorism, though there's some single-headed monster. And if you just cut off a monster's head, why, the rest of the body will die. This isn't the case. Terrorism, unfortunately, is much more complex, much more deep-seated, based in human pathology, but also in the human condition of poverty and, religious zealotry and all kinds of social issues and economic and political issues. So this is why this is all predictable.
That's fine. Voice was a sounding. This land was made for you and me.
If I could just get a room full of people to sit down, big, thick, confusing, and hearing what they had to say.
This is the first recording of This Land Is Your Land, recorded by Woody Guthrie in 1944.
This land is your land, and this land is my land.
I remember I was riding down the street in an Oldsmobile convertible when I was, I was young. Yeah, of course, I was in the 50s. And I heard the song, and I go, wow. Something about this song was really attractive. I didn't understand it at first, but it was just a very powerful message.
I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me.
You've lost it forever.
It is said that he wrote several songs every single day, and yet he recorded only a few hundred.
I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps in the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts.
Sung by virtually every American child, This Land Is Your Land is deeply ingrained in our national heritage. Well, almost. In the 1950s, Nora Guthrie and her brothers were enrolled by their mother in a new school in New York City.
We didn't have a lot of money, so she found a little private school in Brooklyn where the woman who taught music was a friend of my dad's. This woman used This Land Is Your Land instead of the national anthem at the school. So when all the kids stood up, and instead of doing the Pledge of Allegiance, everybody stood up and sang,
"Here's the bulletin. Japanese bombs killed at least 5 persons and injured many others, 3 seriously, in a surprise morning aerial attack today on Honolulu."
Woody recorded 75 songs in one day in March of 1944, and this was one of them, and nobody thought much about it at the time. They kind of put it on the shelf and let it sit there. And for all these years, people always say, "Well, Woody never recorded those. That version doesn't exist."
And I can actually audition when I'm taking out for Clicks. This is the Clicks that, the dirt and the wearing on the record make when the needle passes through the grooves. This is the before.
This land was made for you and me.
This is the after.
This land is your land, and this land is my land. California, New York Island.
From Washington, the recruiting office of the United States Navy announces that all recruiting centers will be open at 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Japanese bombing planes striking without warning, as you know, have attacked the United States Naval Base at Pearl Harbor, Honolulu. At least 5 persons have been reported killed in the city of Honolulu.
Tonight at the White House, President Roosevelt will meet with his cabinet members to determine what course the administration...
Thank you.
no shortage of explanations.
Yes, James Bond, you're good at shooting dummies, but do you have the guts to kill a real man? To cross that line?
The shoulder! Oh my God, why did they do a thing like that to me? They couldn't do it, the dirty bastards! They couldn't do it! A paper signed or something. It's the law. You can't just go out and cut off a man's arm without asking him without getting permission. Because a man's arm is his own and he needs it. Jesus, I have to work with that arm. Why did you cut it off? Why did you cut off my arm? Answer me! Why did you cut off my arm? Why did you? Why did you? Why did you? Why did you?
Unbridled ecstasy. While the others returned to deep sleep, Rimmer strutted around Starbug like a male model from a mail-order cardigan catalogue. For weeks, no mirror was safe, and no sunbed could be passed without topping up his quiz show host tan. But gradually the novelty wore off, and after a while he found it difficult to remember what being 2D was like.
A special corps of policemen.
Policemen who are also philosophers.
You come and shoot me.
Look, it's over. You might as well come have a drink with me.
I don't drink very much.
Oh, fine. You can watch me drink.
Well, Bob, we're good people. We work hard. Reasonably hard. We even get things done if we can do them in a way that we're used to doing them. We're not too ambitious on our own.
You.
you've been suckered in by Bunky.
What are you saying?
Well, you know, Bunky's going to be leaving in a year or so. So I wanted to pull off the last big one. To get a promotion, a larger retirement.
And why isn't he here with me?
Well, you know, that's what you should worry about. I mean, since the operation didn't work, he will now disassociate himself from it.
Why did he choose me?
Well, because he can spot that blue flame that is dying to come out of your ass. Bob, you're too ambitious. Learn how little you can do and who you're doing it with.
Dextrose solution IV per hour. Thank you.
But while the headlines tried to satisfy the public's need to understand, there was a more private battle going on.
The Brits. You know, they hit a gold mine today. One of the major archivists in the KGB defected to them. Now there's a source who's going to have hundreds, maybe thousands of pieces of information. It's an analyst's dream.
Let me just think about all the spies, all the nightmares they'll have.
If that KGB archivist defector tells the British about Rameau and they pass it on to the Bureau, from now on, I will devote myself to being holy all day, every day. But to say that I will be holy is to admit that I am terrified. It is unworthy of anyone who would seek to be master of two worlds.
Never forget our old Russian saying, another man's soul is darkness.
Have you stayed with us before?
No, I've been primarily based on the West Coast. Is it all right if I write you a check for the room?
No problem, sir.
Great. I was also wondering if I could write you a personal check.
For airline personnel, we cash personal checks up to $100. Payroll checks, we cash up to $300.
Did you say $300 for a payroll check? Hello, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
I have a payroll check here I'd like to cash.
Certainly.
Thank you. Excuse me. I'm sure you hear this all the time, but you have the most beautiful eyes I have ever seen.
Yeah, I do get that all the time. How would you like it?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. We won't have any cash until the bank's open in an hour. But, I'm sure they can cash your check at the airport.
The airport? Who cashes checks at the airport?
Well, the airline, sir. They've always taken care of their own.
Hello.
Hi. Are you deadheading?
What?
Are you my deadhead to Miami?
Yes. Yeah, I'm your deadhead. Here you go.
You're a little late, but the jump seat is open.
You know, it's been a while since I've done this. Which one's the jump seat again?
Have a nice flight. Are you my deadhead? Frank, Captain Oliver. John Larkin, the co-pilot.
Hello.
Fred Tully, flight engineer.
Frank Taylor, Pan Am. Thanks for giving me a lift, boys.
Go ahead and take a seat, Frank. We're about to push. What kind of equipment you want? DC-8?
707.
You turning around on the red eye?
I'm jumping puddles for the next few months trying to earn my keep running leapfrogs for the weak and weary.
No shame in that. We all did it.
Have a seat.
Thank you.
Would you like a drink after takeoff?
Milk?
Jack, in the glove compartment, there's a little box. Get it for me?
Sure.
I made that other thing. Standard electronic parts. Welcome to our new video camera.
You're kidding me. What is this exactly where it is?
Maybe the most advanced piece of closed-circuit technology.
Well, where's the lens, then?
Yeah. Lift up the picture. See it?
Oh, yeah.
No. That little pinhole.
What?
It looks like a cardboard box, but it transmits images as clearly as a camcorder.
You made this?
Yeah. I could put it up on a shelf in my bedroom tonight. You could get all the action on the TV in the guest room once everybody goes to sleep. Just turn on the set. Any channel will serve.
You're out of your mind. Are you serious?
I think we ought to try it. I'd like you to watch Bonnie and me making love.
I don't think so. What am I going to see?
Anything your little heart desires.
Oh, honey, don't take a NyQuil.
I just feel so upset. Just everywhere, every newspaper, all over the television and magazines, just pornography. Everywhere.
Chase those devils. There's pornography. There's love.
Much more than a feeling. It is a to stay out of being. Love. It is more than a feeling. It is even more than a stay out of being. It is an awareness. A level of awareness. Of understanding and of wisdom. It is a flow of consciousness. It is the way home. It is all these things and so much more. Love. Let's experience. Let's explore. Gently close your eyes. Gently close your eyes and with the sound of a voice begin to allow yourself to relax. Begin to allow yourself to relax. It is a wondrous feeling to let go. It's a wondrous feeling to let your body unwind. To draw the muscles and all the tendons and all the ligaments and all the stuff that's in there that you don't even have names for. To let it unwind and begin to relax. In your body you hold a great deal of tension. Often in your joints, often within your shoulders and in your back. Your jaw, your knees, your hips, your ankles, your heels. And elsewhere as well. You hold a great deal of worry often, in the knit of a brow, in the tightness of a hand, of a clench, of a nervous jump. You carry confusion. You carry doubt. You carry anxiety. But now's the time to let go of all this. And as we're talking, even mentioning the words, let them go. Let loose the anxiety. As though you're gripping something tight in your hand and all of a sudden let loose the grip. Let go of anxiety. Let go. Let go.
From a cultural point of view. It's a transformation that goes on. And at first, when it starts to happen, because you have initially identified that feeling of love to somebody else with a quality of possessiveness, or collecting them, or wanting them around, I'll tell you what happened to me. I started to guide people through acid trips back in the 60s. And I take the acid with them, and we both go into the place of merging, of just beyond separate, we were in love. And then the session would be over, Saturday night would be over, and there'd be Sunday. And then we'd be parting in the beautiful morning mist. And they had never had a thing like this before. And they would say, "When can I see you again?" See, there's where the fear comes in, and the lack of faith, and the doubt. When will I see you again? Like a little bit of, just a little bit of, And I say, "Well, why don't you have dinner Wednesday night?" And then it became like every Wednesday night we'd have dinner. That's to do with a beloved, you know, like, let's hang out. So then I ran a second session. And the next day the person said, when will I see you again? I said, well, how about Thursday night? And after I had run six sessions, I went to my teacher, Tim Leary, and I said, Tim, I don't think I can guide any more sessions. I don't have any more evenings free. And at that point, I realized I was going to have to take it up to another level of loving people, where if we have a moment of truth of love, this is what we've got. And the clinging of the mind comes out of the fear that says, I want to possess it because I may run out of love later. And when you leap out of that and go into the next space, realizing that every time you turn around, there is another form of the beloved. It's interesting because I'm a wanderer. Maharaji said, Ramdas should not stay in one place. He should keep moving around because yogis, like water, tend to go bad if they stay in one place too long. And not bad in the evil sense, but bad in the clinging, habitual way of having a building around you, a kind of a cocoon of safe emotional space. And it's much different when you're on the road all the time and you're meeting motel keepers and they're your host for that moment, and on and on and on, and airport people and all that. Is that the beloved? Are you traveling with the beloved, or are you waiting to get home to the beloved? And there was a moment where I was sitting in a motel in Middle America, and it was one of those really plasticky type places. And I had arrived, and I went into my room, and I sat down, and I was starting to set up my little puja table on the plastic thing and, you know, all that stuff, moving the menu and sitting there, and it was kind of depressing, and I thought, well, a few more weeks, and I'll be done with this tour, and I can go home. And then I saw the pain that that thought was creating for me. And I got up, and I walked out of the room, closed the door, walked down the hall, turned around, came back, unlocked the door and yelled, I'm home! And I came in and I sat down and I looked, and, you know, I wouldn't have decorated particularly this way, but, you know, what the hell, you know? I thought, if I'm not at home in the universe, boy, I got a problem.
Happy only when I'm working at my best for both sides at once. Let the cops get better and the crooks get better. Then you have an interesting society. Fewer fools. Is it too much to ask for that?
Suck it up, boys. Suck it up. The time is approaching. Soon enough, you're going to meet yourself.